Coming up in our headlines, passenger arrivals at Kotoka International Airport declined by 8.5% in the first 7 months of 2025. We have more from the Bank of Ghana. Also in this bulletin, the central bank pushes for better customer service and stronger ethics in banking as customer complaints increased by 7% in 2024. We'll hear from the second deputy governor, Matilda Santiesiedu. Plus, Tree Crop Development Authority and National Security move to tackle illicit imports of palm oil. We've got details of these and more for you. Please stay on. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. Passenger arrivals at the Kotoka International Airport declined by 8.5% in year-on-year terms to over 111,600 in July 2025. More in this report.
The 8.5% decline in arrivals is from 121,995 arrivals recorded a year ago, according to the September 2025 Monetary Policy Report by the Bank of Ghana. However, compared to June 2025, passenger arrivals went up by 3%. Cumulatively, for the first 7 months of 2025, the passenger arrivals dropped slightly to 722,020 arrivals recorded at the international airport and the land borders, compared with 724,412 for the corresponding period in 2024. Meanwhile, international trade at the country's two main harbors, Tema and Takrade, as measured by laden container traffic for inbound and outbound containers, improved during the period under review. Total container traffic increased by 28.9% year-on-year to 78,183 in July 2025. This is from 58,330 for the corresponding period in 2024. In cumulative terms, total container traffic for the first 7 months of 2025 went up by 23.8% to 497,292 compared with 401,841 for the corresponding period of last year.
A Business Desk report. Second Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Matilda Santiesiedu, is urging commercial banks to strengthen ethics, collaboration and cybersecurity in the operations. Speaking at a stakeholder engagement in Accra, she revealed that complaints from customers to the bank rose by 7% this year and called on banks to handle grievances with empathy, speed and professionalism.
From our data, complaints to the Bank of Ghana escalated from 695, thankfully it wasn't too much, in 2023 to 743 in 2024. That's almost 7% increase. We believe that these instances could have been handled at the institutional level, giving a little more interest and care and attention to detail. You might not have the answer, but I'm sure within that institution, somebody else in another department will have the answer. So how do we collaborate internally to make sure that we're providing the service that is required?
Matilda Santiesiedu is the second deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana. More within the banking space, Zenith Bank has reaffirmed its commitment to supporting businesses despite the rising rate of non-performing loans and the challenges faced by financial sector institutions. Speaking in an interview with Joy Business, Managing Director Henry Owunzorigbo said the bank has successfully navigated the challenges through a strategic and disciplined risk management approach over the years. He made the remarks on the sidelines of Zenith Bank's 20th anniversary health walk held in Accra.
And today you go at times, Bank of Ghana come, they're giving us those figures. He has it as his team bank. If we say, bank's not performing loan, is it? No bank will get up and go and give number. But I suppose this is a result of the economic challenges we have. But I think what makes us special is that we don't give in to all those challenges. Whatever form it comes, we sit down, review it, analyze it, come out with a solution we will use to make sure we mitigate. And of course, you know what's happening. By the time people started traveling outside the country, left right, and people will come to bank and collect money. Then they use it to enter flights and disappear. Is it? So there are a whole lot of challenges. That it's just for you to look at your risk appetite, your risk management strategy and framework, how you position it, and your mitigants will be able to solve all those challenges.
Henry Owunzorigbo is the Managing Director of Zenith Bank Ghana. Financial economist at the University of Professional Studies, Dr. Eric Boachiyadom, has warned that the structure of Ghana's economy is still fraught with challenges despite signs of recovery. He observed that although the country is recording trade surpluses mainly driven by cocoa and gold, it is not sustainable. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Boachiyadom advised the central bank and the finance ministry to consolidate the monetary and fiscal policies to transform the structure of the economy.
Not much has changed in terms of the structure of the Ghanaian economy. Yes, we are reporting a trade surplus, but it's extensively driven by commodities like gold and cocoa. The natural structure of an import-driven economy, we are still running. And there's an extent to which monetary policy can sustain a country. You see, the monetary policies and the aggressiveness of the Bank of Ghana is supposed to take care of the economy whilst we wait for the fiscal side, especially addressing the structure of the Ghanaian economy, to set in. But as we can see, not much has changed.
Dr. Eric Bwachiyadom is a financial economist at the University of Professional Studies, UPSA. And to some other stories, Minister for Trade, Agribusiness and Industry, Elizabeth Ofosu-Ejare, is leading Ghana's delegation to the 16th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development taking place in Geneva, Switzerland. This year's session will be held on the theme Shaping the Future, Driving Economic Transformation and Equitable, Inclusive and Sustainable Development. Here's more.
The Minister of Trade, Agribusiness and Industry, Elizabeth Ofosu-Ejare, is presenting Ghana's vision for inclusive industrial transformation, digital innovation and sustainable trade-led growth at the conference. Her engagements include the opening plenary of the African Group Ministerial Meeting, where she is expected to make a statement, and the Roundtable on Artificial Intelligence. Ghana's participation reaffirms its leadership in championing AFTA implementation, digital transformation and equitable multilateralism for Africa's shared prosperity. UNCTAD is a global gathering of ministers, heads of agencies and international partners.
A Business Desk report. To one of our leading stories, the Tree Crop Development Authority says it is working with the national security and other key agencies to clamp down on the illicit importation of palm oil and vegetable oils into the country. Chief Executive Officer of the authority, Dr. Andy Oseokra, says the illegal imports are undermining Ghana's oil palm industry by reducing local refinery capacity and distorting the market. He spoke exclusively to Joy Business.
Ghana produces almost 400,000 metric tons. Or consume 400,000 metric tons of vegetable oils, and out of this, almost 350 is produced here. The deficit of about 150,000 is coming from outside. Mm. The industry has the capacity to produce that, but because of the illicit influx of this oil. So TCDA, together with the Oil Palm Development Association, OPDAT, and other relevant stakeholders, i.e. the police, immigration, national security, are coming together. And with our sister body, Guta, and the rest, we are teaming up to understand that this is about the country and we need to protect investment and we need to create jobs.
Dr. Andy Oseokra is the Chief Executive Officer of the Tree Crop Development Authority. Today on Manila, Paul Mante, Managing Director of EDC Investments Limited, talks about investing on paper assets. Take a listen.
Hi, welcome to Manila. My name is Paul Mante, MD of EDC Investments Limited. The past few weeks, we've been talking about personal finance, and today I want to bring your attention to an important area that is creating a money machine, a machine that creates money for you. And one important money machine I want to bring your attention to is paper assets. When we talk about paper assets, we're talking about financial instruments like the treasury bills, like the mutual funds, like the EDC fixed income fund, the EDC money market fund, among other things. The beautiful thing about this paper asset is that you put your money in and the money works for you, and the money generates returns for you. I want to encourage you, if you want to gain financial independence, by all means invest in money machine. And one area I want you to pay attention to is paper assets. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab.